If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. Week one. I can't wait to talk about the NFL, but wow. College football once again. Who stole the show? Prime time. Prime time. Coco Gauff takes over. I can't believe it. We have an American champion at the U.S. Open, and Strickland gets it done in the UFC. What an amazing bout that was. Chaos all over the place. He just whipped up on the dude. Absolutely fantastic. But man, oh man. And if you can't tell, once again, the door jacked up to talk about sports in the sports world. Good morning, Mike Wilson, brother. How are you, pal?
I'm good, man. Hey, week one of the NFL, it's here. It's finally here. College football, like you said, is in full swing. How about them Longhorns, hook 'em horns last night? And then, I don't know about you, but that Coco Gauff victory was something special to watch, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, she kept it together. Look, I got a lot of thoughts about the game of tennis and what we're watching right now, but it was really cool. It was special, and yeah, really, really good stuff all around. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, we're going to talk to him about Major League Baseball, where my Milwaukee Brewers are playing some pretty solid ball right now, and your Cubs hanging in, but tough one. They got to play the D-backs, I guess. Anyways, we got to take a break. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated. Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. If you'd like, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can get those phones lit up. I mean, it's week one of the NFL, for crying out loud. So guaranteed a bunch of you nutbags out there think your team is going to the Super Bowl, just like everybody else. And, you know, Thursday night came and went, and obviously the Kansas City Chiefs go down to the Detroit Lions. We'll get into that in a little bit. Before we do that, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, and obviously we talk Major League Baseball and NHL hockey when it's appropriate. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. And you?
I'm great, man. I wish the Brewers could just play the New York Yankees all year long. And
so do I.
We'd probably win 100 games, I think. But, all is well, actually. All is pretty good. And the Cubs, they don't want to see the Diamondbacks. They want nothing to do with the D-backs. So, you know, it's weird how the scheduling works, right? Like, you play a lot of your own teams and in your own division, but then you have a couple of these, like, where the Brewers are playing the Yankees, for crying out loud. And normally, like, that's not a gift. But right now, at this point in the season, I think that's kind of a gift, John. So, you know, scheduling means a lot, and it it's meaning something right now for the Milwaukee Brewers, who have gotten back to winning a couple games in a row and bolstered their lead back up to 4 games now. It's been back down to 2.5 or 2, and you know the Cubs are hanging in there. But at the end of the day, man, I'm impressed as all hell with these D-backs. Like there's no quitting them, John.
No, and you know, we've talked all season about the great start that they had, how they were giving the Dodgers a run for their money. Then they went through that awful spell, gonna guess here and say it was about mid-July to mid-August. Now all of a sudden they've picked it up again, and to your point, they're hanging in there. And when you look at that team on paper, it really doesn't seem all that strong, but the San Francisco Giants took a run at it. They seem to have pushed the Giants back a little bit now. I think they're right back in that postseason race. There's no reason at all to believe now that when you look at the way the Diamondbacks have been playing the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's no reason to believe they can't get back in that race and maybe grab one of those last two postseason spots.
You know, good morning, John. Hope everything
Hi, Mike.
Is great up there. Hey, good morning. One, I want to congratulate your Canadian basketball team for beating the U.S. last night. I kind of stung for us Americans, but well-deserved victory there. Two, and, you know, obviously this goes with the subject at hand, yeah, my Cubbies. The Diamondbacks. And I don't get baseball sometimes with this because, you know, the better team should win, and, you know, we all know how that can go. But I think the Cubs are going to make the playoffs. What are the Cubs going to have to do to make a run in the playoffs?
I think they've got to continue to be consistent. They've got to keep pace with the Brewers. The big problem for the Cubs is that there's 6 teams in the National League wild card race, in my opinion. Obviously, only 3 of them get in. So every game is important now. I mean, you look at the standings, and clearly Philadelphia, Chicago, the Diamondbacks, Miami, the Giants, and the Reds are the teams that are in there. They're all within 2.5 games of each other. I think once you get down to the Padres at 8 games, that's a fair number of games to make up, and certainly a lot of games to make up in the 2.5 weeks that are left in the season. Unlike the American League, where I think that with the Red Sox recent demise, I think that's now down to a 4-team race for 3 spots, 4 teams being Tampa, Seattle, Toronto, and the Texas Rangers. Big series here in Toronto next week, Monday through Thursday. The Rangers are in town for those 4 games. That could seal that final spot if one team could take all 4 of those games. But in terms of the Cubs, they're sitting in the second wild card spot right now. They're a game up on the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a game up on the Miami Marlins. I think the Cubs have got a shot at it, but they've got to continue to be consistent. And you know, I just think this is a reasonable team, and I think it's a much better team than any of us would have imagined it being if we'd had this conversation in spring training. I don't think any of us would have sat here and said that the first or second week of September the Cubs would be in postseason contention. I think it's been a pleasant surprise. And let's go back and think about the trade deadline of July 31st, and I think we had a conversation where we weren't really sure whether the Cubs would be buyers, sellers, or stay put. Whatever they did right, and all of a sudden they're back in that race. Part of the problem, of course, or part of the solution for them is the fact that that's a reasonably weak division. The Cardinals not in it this year. Everybody is very surprised at that. We all kind of figured that the Cardinals would be a strong contender in that division. But at the end of the day, Cubs are hanging in there.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I got to tell you, fellas, I think the best story, personally, would be the Miami Marlins making the postseason. Because, like you're saying about the Cubs, I don't think Miami was on anybody's freaking map to be where they're at right now. So it's pretty impressive with the payroll that they have, with the players that they have. I'd almost say that's maybe the best manager job of the year, John. What say you?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I think the Marlins have always had this reputation of being a little on the, what's the word I should use here to be polite, frugal side in terms of their
I was
going to
say
payroll.
Cheap. Yeah, we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Yeah, and you know, the two occasions that the Marlins have won the World Series, they've dismantled the team very shortly afterwards. So they obviously don't want to sit there with a huge payroll. They've had some success, and then they've moved on from it. They've been a little bit longer coming back this time because they've been trying to develop, but they've made some wise trades. A couple of guys that we wondered why they were letting them go, and I'm thinking Stanton at this point being the classic example. We all kind of raised our eyebrows when he was let go, but now we know why. The Yankees are paying his salary. He's not playing all that well. Miami's a better team than New York right now, so there's a classic example. But, you know, they do seem to strip it down a lot more often than most teams do, and I don't know whether there's a financial issue there or whether they just don't want to spend the money. But clearly, I think they've done a very good job down there in Miami, putting a good team on the field and in a very strong division with the Phillies and the Braves ahead of them.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. We will talk American League and what's going on there on the other side. But I just got to make this point before we do take our break. You know, I heard Mike in the beginning of this segment, and he's like saying how hard it was to swallow this USA basketball team losing to Canada. They also lost to Germany. They lost to Lithuania. Mike, I got a completely different take, man. I'm actually happy. I'm really happy for Canada. I'm really happy for Germany, who actually won the whole thing too. I'm happy for the Lithuania team that beat us too, because truth be told, I think we needed that. We needed that little knock in the head to say, look, bro, you American people have been thinking you're so great at this game for so long, and everybody else is catching up, and everybody else is actually doing okay, and maybe they're surpassing these USA players. Because, like, at the end of the day, who are the two best players in the league right now, Mike Wilson? Let me ask you that real quick. Who are they?
Jokic and Luka.
Or give me another one. Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
Right? Like,
Giannis.
All I'm trying to say is the best players in the freaking NBA, they're not even American. So, like, it makes sense to me that we're losing, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. It makes sense that we're losing. Congratulations to Canada. Congratulations to Germany. Congratulations to everybody else. And I ain't heartbroken about it. I'm kind of laughing about it, Mike. That's the difference between us. I'm not heartbroken. I'm laughing about it. We used to have our college dudes that used to beat up on these guys. Well, you know what? They've all caught up, guys. They've all caught up. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get back into Major League Baseball. But I had to have that little rant because you were upset. I ain't upset. I'm laughing. He's John Poulter.
I'm not
That's
really
Mike
upset.
Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And you know what? You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities, and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through. Talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, right now. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, people, when it's time appropriate, we're obviously going to talk hockey with John. But right now, it's all about Major League Baseball, man, because we're coming up to that final push. I always talk about the marathon. We're in the sprint part of the marathon right now, and we did break down the National League quite a bit, and obviously we didn't really talk much about the Braves, who have their 14-game lead over the Phillies, and we pretty much spent a lot of the time on the Central and the West and all that. But at the end of the day, there's a whole other league to talk about, the American League, and the Baltimore Orioles continue to impress me with the way that they've played. They've got 90 total wins already. Very, very impressive. 4-game lead over Tampa, who, in all honesty, they were rattled, they were shaken, but I think they weathered the storm pretty well. And, you know, in a weird way, I got a thought on this, John. I just want to get your take on this. You know, you win the division, you feel really good about that, but then you go in potentially to the postseason, you have a little bit maybe of what we call letdown, and you don't wind up going on and advancing and doing what you're supposed to do. But let's say you're a team like Tampa, who is just a little behind, but maybe they got a little more fuel to their fire because they feel like they should have won the division, but they're not going to win the division, right? They're going to be just on the outside looking in, but they're a hell of a baseball team too, right? So what I'm trying to say is, in a weird way, do you think Tampa being a wild card team might give them a little chip on their shoulder and maybe a little bit of fuel to their fire?
Yeah, it could very well be that situation. We may see the same thing with the Texas Rangers, who led the West for so long and now find themselves on the outside looking in. It's the age-old question. Do you want to be in a competitive race right up to the end, or do you want to be sitting pretty, just sitting back, waiting to set your rotation, getting through that first round bye? And that week to 10 days at the end of the season and through the first round bye could help some of these teams. It could hurt some of these teams. And I think it all kind of comes down to what we talked about last week, when what's the right thing for these managers to do for these teams that have big leads? Should they be sitting guys down? Should they be playing them? There's got to be a happy medium in there somewhere, and I think that's what these guys are paid for, is to make those decisions.
You know, John, we take a look at, Baltimore, Minnesota's right in the lead, and, you know, Houston and Seattle are battling out for the West. You know, it's always this time of year where we start talking about which managers are going to lose their jobs. In the American League, who do you see being on the real hot seat and probably getting a pink slip, you know, come November or December?
Well, I think, you know, the guy we've talked about for quite some time, Aaron Boone, I think is a very strong possibility, and not necessarily because of the bad job that he's done. I just think it's the way things are in New York. Everybody expects them to win, and the GMs don't fire themselves. He's come under a lot of criticism this year. Maybe some of it is valid, but a lot of it is not. I think Pedro Grifo in Chicago is probably going to be under some pressure, perhaps because of the way that the White Sox have performed this year. They haven't been as good as we expected them to be, and that's a very weak division. But there was a house cleaning at the president of baseball operations level and at the GM level. We both know that, and we all know that those guys like to bring in their own people, so there may be some risk there. I sort of have to wonder just how secure A.J. Hinch is, and I have a lot of respect for A.J. Hinch as a manager. I think he's done a reasonable job in Detroit with what he's been given to work with on the field, but we've now seen 3 years in a weak division, same division the White Sox are in, with not a lot of improvement. And at what point does the front office say, maybe we need to approach this a little differently? Is it to go out and sign somebody big? With Cabrera coming off the payroll this year through his retirement, that means there's some money available. Maybe the Tigers go out and spend some money on one or two players to fortify that team, give Hinch a better product on the field. I think he's got to be looking at some kind of he's got to be looking behind him. And surprisingly, for the same reasons that Boone is on the hot seat in New York, I think Buck Showalter maybe as well. Again, not because of what he has or hasn't done on the field, but because of what the front office has not done off the field.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. All right, so continuing with this thought, the Los Angeles Angels, obviously the Ohtani situation. But we've talked about years, like, blowing this thing up, right? We've been talking about it for a long, long time. Like, what's going to give here? Like, honestly, they're like the little sister of the Dodgers, right? Like, yep. they're like nothing. Nobody knows who Trout is when he walks around town. It's like, it's kind of a joke, John. Seriously, so. What the hell are they going to do with the Los Angeles Angels?
Well, I guess it depends on whether the owner is intent on selling that team or not selling that team. If he's intent on keeping the team, then he's got to go out and strengthen it. There's no question about it. He's got to let the baseball people make some decisions and make the decisions to keep the right players and sign the right players. If he's intent on selling it, then he has another decision. Do you strip it down before you sell it, or do you try and sell it with stars on the roster but a huge payroll on the other side of the balance sheet, or do you try and move some of these guys? And I know Mike Trout has a no movement clause, a no trade clause. Ohtani's a free agent. He can walk at the end of the year. Mike Trout can't. He's kind of stuck there. I feel sorry for him. It would never ever surprise me if Mike Trout went to the front office discreetly, not through the press, but discreetly went to the front office of the Angels and said, guys, I think it would be better for all of us if I was somewhere else. I'm willing to accept a trade. Here's four or five teams that I'm willing to accept a trade for, a trade to. If you can get something back for me in return that will make the Angels better, I'm prepared to do that. I suspect the team at the top of that list is the Philadelphia Phillies, and I also suspect that if that kind of deal could be worked out with the Phillies or any other contender, I can see the Angels having to eat an awful lot of that contract, which I think has another 9 years to run. It's a lot of money. I think the Angels are going to end up paying a good chunk of his salary, regardless of where he plays next year. But it would never surprise me if he went to the Angels and said, guys, I don't think this is working. I want to win. I'm getting on in years. You're not going to be contenders by the time I'm still here in my prime years. Let's do something about it. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
I like it. Go ahead, Mike.
John, okay, yeah, real quick, John. Hey, if you had some magic spell Harry Potter wand that you could use for a dream matchup in the World Series, who's it going to be?
Oh, great question. Right now, I think I'd be looking at the Braves and the Orioles.
Not bad.
Because, yeah, not bad. Like, I like that matchup. I'd like to see my boy Rutschman try and get a ring. That would be nice.
And, you know, the one last quick thing. We talked about managers earlier. One guy I didn't talk about, and I probably should have, was Ollie Marmol in St. Louis. They haven't played well. I don't know how much of it is his problem, but when you look at the fact that his bench coach from last year is the guy that's leading the Marlins, and Andy referred to how well the managing job has been done in Miami this year, you have to wonder if there's some fuel to the fire there. It would never surprise me if the Cardinals made some kind of a change, but I think they'd do it a lot more discreetly than just cashing him in. I think they'd move him to another position within the organization.
Look, at the end of the day, we all know how it works, man. It's like there's a bunch of egos that somebody has to be able to manage and control. Yeah. And when we're talking about this level of competition, we're talking about the best, right? So some guys like to hear a message from somebody. Some guys don't like to hear a message from somebody. And I think the result is pretty clear, right? Like the Braves, they've got it going. The Brewers, they've got it going. Like the Orioles, they've got it going. And I think it's the manager, the bench manager, and the players, that they've got to have a really, really unique relationship. And I've always thought something about Craig Counsell, which I always thought, like, hey, why doesn't he use his feel a little bit more? This and that and the other. Like, there's certain things that there's qualities that make these guys work together, John. That's all I'm trying to say, and I think certain teams are doing a better job of that.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. We've always seen different managerial styles. Some guys like Walter Alston would just sit back and kind of quarterback the team. Other guys like Billy Martin would be lighting a fire under everybody all the time. They were both successful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, have an awesome day. We appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
All right, people, welcome back. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. I know you want to talk college football, but just out of curiosity, did you see that USC fight last night? Yay or nay?
I saw the highlights. I didn't see the fight at all, but the highlights, man, it's hard to explain for me because I'm not a big UFC guy, but that one guy that won the fight, that dude just came out and he was just going at it. Like he was there to win. It looked like he took the other guy by surprise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. People were completely shocked and stunned by that result, but definitely brought the fight to him for sure for 4 out of 5 rounds. I agree with you. All right, so speaking of bringing the fight, right, let's talk some college football. And obviously the game of the day was Texas and Alabama. I did watch Texas and Alabama, and I'll tell you what, Milroe, he's got a lot of work to be done, man. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. Like, he ain't Bryce Young,
right?
Okay. And then the kid on the other side for Texas, Ewers. I mean, this kid was just fantastic, right? Like, so Texas is legit, man. That's what I'm gonna say. Texas is legit, and you know what? Alabama for the first time in a long time, Mike Wilson. I'm gonna say this, and you tell me if you think I'm onto something. We may not see them in the national championship group. Like, we really may not. And you know what? That might be good for college football, brother. And here's who I see fitting in. Here's who's going to sneak in, brother. This is going to be a crazy year. This is going to be a really, really crazy year in college football. Because if Texas can do what they did, I think Texas is going to be one of those teams that we didn't think could potentially be in the Final Four, right? And then I'm going to tell you the other squad. And it's the guy that's sweeping the nation right now and the school that is sweeping the nation. And you know who I'm talking about. It's CU. They're in Boulder, baby. It's prime time. And what he's doing with his son and the Buffaloes, man, oh, man, dude. That, like, come on, people. If you're not on the wagon, man, I'm trying to get you people on that wagon. Deion is great for college football. I'm sorry. He's great. And the other day I heard him, they asked him, hey, would you ever want to coach the Dallas Cowboys? He says, hell freaking no. I like Jerry Jones. I like him a lot. But you know what? I'm a college coach. And quite frankly, like, I hope he stays this way. I really, really do. Because he is so good for college sports, man. So I would love to see Texas and Colorado somehow shake up the college world, brother, and somehow figure out a way for those guys to make it to that championship potential, right? Like, get them in the Final Four. Am I onto something, maybe a little bit?
No, I think you're onto something. I think with Colorado, I would love to see Colorado in there. I mean, you know, I have a very good friend that played at Colorado, and he's, you know, he is full buff. He is all in. You know, I talk to him I talk to him all the time, especially on Saturdays, and I go, what are you thinking? Like, yesterday I asked him, Andy, I go, what do you think about your buffs? He goes, look, it's one game at a time. He goes, we played an overrated TCU team that lost its quarterback. The defense wasn't as good. He goes, Nebraska, people like to talk. He goes, people like to talk about Nebraska, but they ain't Nebraska anymore. And, you know, he goes, look, Prime has his guys believing. And he goes, that is three quarters of the battle in college football. He goes, if you buy in and you got a coach that inspires you like Prime, and you see that your coach is not scared of any situation, any team, any coach, like, he goes, those kids right now will go through the wall for Prime. He goes, now the thing that's, he goes, it could get in the way. He goes, look, the conference, the Pac-12 is actually, it's actually pretty good. And so there are teams in the conference that can throw a monkey wrench into that. But he goes, I like what I've seen so far. But he goes, you know as well as I do, football is a game, a week at a time, a game at a time. He goes, I don't want to get too excited. He goes, now if they're still playing like this in November, in late October kind of thing, he goes, then we can start kind of looking forward to that kind of stuff. But for him, he's kind of holding off a little bit and going, hey, this is a championship round type of team. Now, the one thing that I will say about Colorado is, one, Deion is the perfect guy to get influence and to build your brand in college football. Holy smokes, he is perfect for that. But the thing that I like that Deion did, the staff that he brought in, his defensive coordinator is fresh off of coaching with Nick Saban at Alabama. Okay, to say that this guy probably knows what he's doing and trying to get these kids to scheme it up week in and week out, I have full confidence that that defense at Colorado is going to get better and better and better. And then the criticism that he took, that he basically overhauled that entire roster and the way he did it, I have no problem with how he did it. You know, look, these guys were 1-11 last year. Why would you want to keep those players around? Was he kind of brutal with them? I'm going to bring my baggage. I'm bringing my Louis. All those kind of things that everybody's seen. Yeah, but if you're going to build a program and Deion's not getting paid to lose, you got to do what you got to do to get the roster that you want. And right now, they got a roster. They got some players, man. And you know, I like to talk about dudes. His son, the quarterback, Shadur, is a dude right now. He has shown that in 2 weeks that he's almost thrown for 1,000 yards in his first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so he has some players, and then Travis Hunter, hello, playing both sides of the ball, getting picks, deflecting, getting receptions. I mean, Prime has it going right now, and we just got to see if he can continue to do it when he plays the Washington, the USC, the Ducks, even the Beavers. Like, it's, you know, the Pac-12, I mean, you can say whatever you want about the conference after this year, is fairly well stacked. So it's going to be a battle like it always is in the Pac-12. They beat up on each other and that whole mess. But I'm not going to say that you're wrong about Colorado sneaking in there. In Texas, Ewers showed me that he can play. And, you know, he's trying to fend off Arch Manning, who's sitting right behind him, you know, as the second, you know, as the backup quarterback. He's trying to keep that young little whippersnapper, you know, on the bench. And last night he showed Texas fans why he deserves to be the number one QB1 in Austin for sure. So it's going to be a fun season. It's going to be interesting. There's lots of stories. I mean, look, Georgia won. Everybody's like, oh, Georgia won. They're on the roll. I mean, Georgia doesn't play anybody the whole year. You look at their whole schedule, there's not a tough game on the schedule for Georgia. So if Georgia doesn't go undefeated, I would be shocked. But to answer your question, yeah, Alabama, I don't see them being in the college football playoff. That quarterback, he can't throw.
Right.
He has happy feet in the pocket. all he wants to do is run because that's his natural instinct. This is not Bryce Young. This is not even A.J. McCarron back there in the pocket. This is Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson back in the pocket trying to throw against guys that are, you know, 6'2", 350 pounds, you know. So I'm right there with you with Alabama not being in the title game or even the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, I think this is the year we see Nick Saban take a little bit of a back seat, and you know, some of these other guys get a little love and a little bit of the light shine on them, right? So, hey,
right.
You mentioned something that I'm gonna just, I don't usually like to agree with you on, but the Pac-12 does have probably the best quarterback group in all of the country, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
we got Caleb Williams, we got Sanders now, we got your guy at Oregon State. We got like, dude, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the Pac-12. So, with that being said, you know, like at least I don't know if there's no way to save what happened, right? There's nowhere to save it, but like if you're gonna go out. Right, like they're going out in style, wouldn't you say? Like they probably have the best quarterback in all of the country in the Pac-12 right now, and we've got like five teams that are ranked in the Pac-12, right? So,
right
now they're going to go out in style at least, right?
You would hope so, and I'm telling you what, Andy. Every Saturday, you know, this whole season is just. I love college football, you know that. And to watch my conference just go up in smoke after this, it's depressing because I sit there and watch how good the quarterback play is and how good the teams are this year. I'm like we're done. But to your point about going out in style, why not? Why not a Pac-12 team get into the college football playoff? I think that would be great and be kind of like a giving the giving the bird to the rest of the conferences out there, like, hey, we're not total scrubs out here in the West. But you know, you look at, you know, my guy up there in Corvallis, DJ, I can't even say his last name. It's just that complicated for me. You got Bo Nix at Oregon, and this guy's not even playing yet. He's still recovering. But Utah has Cam Rising coming. He's going to be playing in a few weeks. You got Caleb Williams, who's probably the number one pick in the draft, you know, come April. You have Penix up there at UW. You even, look, a sneaky good quarterback that no one's really talking about because he plays where he plays is Cameron Ward out there at Washington State, who did a kind of a number on your Badgers last night. And Cameron Ward is one of the best dual threat guys in the country, but he plays in the middle of nowhere in the Palouse out there at Wazoo. And so he doesn't get a lot of run, but he's a good quarterback, as well. So yeah, the Pac-12 as far as quarterback play is stacked. And it's just a real bummer. And I hate to sound like a Southern California surfing guy, but it's just a bummer that this is, for all intents and purposes, the last year of the Pac-12, but why not go out in style? Like you said, I totally agree.
Yeah, they're going out in style, and speaking of going out in style, my Wisconsin Badgers, bro, they're a disappointment all around, man. They used to be like world beaters and have great running backs, and all of a sudden just lousy. Nothing. Man, so it's right. Hard to be a Wisconsin Badger fan right now, my friend. It's tough. All right, I hear the music, so it means we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back and wrap up hour one. Hour two on the horizon, people. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, coming back again. We'll talk NFL football. We'll obviously talk some U.S. Open with him. So stick around for that in about 15, 20 minutes. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting at you. You can get at us, obviously, on Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And then, obviously, phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. All right, Mike. So anything you need to get off your chest before hour number two, which is dedicated to NFL football, where we'll have Ari Wolf to talk to about, obviously, a little bit of the U.S. Open and Coco Gauff, but mainly to talk to him about NFL football, week one, his Chiefs, the loss. We'll start there with him, obviously, but I'm really interested to hear what he has to say about the loss. And you know, I got to wonder, like, dude, it's got to be tough to see Chris Jones sitting in the freaking stands as a player. Like,
right.
I got to get his take on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I absolutely agree. When they panned to him during the game, I was like, why even put that guy on camera, man? Like, what are we doing that for? But yeah, it has to hurt to see that.
I agree, man. So we'll get into that and obviously a ton of other things with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, in about 12 minutes or so. So keep it close, everybody. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's going to be all about the NFL. So listen in. Great radio coming on. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Most of West Maui will officially reopen to travelers October 8th under a new wildfire emergency proclamation that was signed Friday by Hawaii Governor Josh Green. Non-essential travel to much of the island's western coastline has been discouraged, obviously, since the devastating wildfires, killing at least 115 people in the historic town of Lahaina last month. As we approach fall, updated COVID-19 vaccines are set to be released alongside flu shots.
Additionally, the first vaccines targeting RSV are being introduced for older adults and expectant mothers. Medical professionals are hopeful that a substantial vaccination effort can prevent a repeat of last year's triple-demic, which strained hospitals with an early flu season, an RSV surge, and a winter coronavirus upswing. While COVID-19 hospitalizations have been rising steadily since late summer, the increase is not as dramatic as the previous year. These measures, according to the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, will place the U.S. in its strongest position yet to navigate another challenging respiratory season. I'm John Schaefer.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public in and around Albuquerque drew an immediate court challenge from a gun rights group yesterday. As legal scholars and advocates expected, the National Association for Gun Rights and Foster Haynes, a member who lives in Albuquerque, filed documents in New Mexico suing Lujan Grisham and seeking an immediate block to the implementation of her order. Meanwhile, two Republican members of the New Mexico State House of Representatives are calling for her to be impeached. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Coco Gauff, who's 19, has won the Women's U.S. Open. She did that yesterday, the win marking her first ever Grand Slam title in just her second final. Gauff also joins Venus Williams and Tracy Austin as the only American teenagers to win the tournament. Police in Arizona say a human skull has been discovered inside a donation box of a Goodwill store in the Phoenix area. The Goodyear Police Department said the skull, which appears to have a fake left eye and teeth still attached to it, was found on Tuesday. Police sent it off to the medical examiner's office to be examined. They said later in a tweet that the initial findings confirm it is in fact a human skull and appears to be historic, and that the skull does not appear to be linked to a crime. A New Jersey couple moving into a new home got a very weird surprise when they discovered a stash of empty rum bottles hidden in the wall. They were removing sections of a basement wall that were soaked from a flood following heavy storms when dozens of empty Captain Morgan bottles tumbled out. They took a video and posted it on social media. The person who did it saw the video after it went viral and reached out and said there are hundreds more, but also that he is now 3 years sober. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids.
They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about in the sports world. However, this hour is dedicated to nothing but the NFL. We know what's happened around the world. Don't get us wrong. We know Coco Gauff won the women's championship. We know that Novak and Medvedev are going on later today. We know about college football and Texas beating Alabama on Saturday. We know about it all, people. But this hour, it's all about the NFL. Week one is here. Mike Wilson, I am so locked in and so loaded. And, dude, if you saw me right now, you would want to give me some kind of medication to calm me down. How you doing, brother?
I usually give you medication to calm your ass down, but today would be, you know, probably a little bit extra in that category. But dude, we got some games today, man. Week one out the chute, you know, look, San Francisco and Pittsburgh, you know, you got Dallas and the Giants, you got the Bears and Packers from Chicago. There are some games on the docket today that are just going to be appointment television. I'm excited. Let's go. I just forgot to mention the Dolphins and the Chargers. That's going to be a great game. So let's go. Let's do this.
And the Jordan Love era has begun in Green Bay. Oh, baby, let's get it going, baby. Anyways, we got to take a break. We're going to rap about this with Ari Wolf on the other side. Amongst other things, the U.S. Open, too. We got to get that in with him because he's just such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tennis and football. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, y'all.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. You can get asked a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Which, by the way, people, you want to get there because we have all kinds of interaction with you guys during the posts up on a weekly basis, maybe even a daily page where we have about 2,000 people following us. I like it, but we need to get that growing a little bit more, people. Because at the end of the day, for you people, we don't do this for ourselves, your opinions. If I didn't have the people making comments, I'll tell you what, I honestly would not want to be doing this in general. So I do sports talk radio for you, not for myself. I do it so you can voice your opinion, you can get your thoughts and everything heard, and do it at the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook. And obviously get at me on IG at the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, and this guy graces us with his greatness and his presence whenever we pretty much ask him. And I got to tell you a little funny story, Mike, before we get started here, because I learned something about how to approach Ari when I'm talking about like something that might be happening at that moment in time. Knowing now that Ari has other duties, like he has child duties, and maybe he has to like record the game or record the match, and Dorfman is coming on and like, hey, Ari, did you see this or that? And then I get a text message like, hey, buddy, just remember, I've got kids, and I may not be watching it live. So maybe start the conversation with me like, hey, are you watching, so that you don't blow it for them? So I learned something very valuable the other day, Ari. You know I apologized. I was really sorry that I did that. But at the end of the day, man, with technology, I don't know how the hell you hide from it, bro, because I can't hide from it. So even when I don't want to know, somebody's shooting me a text message or my phone is going off, and I can't avoid it, but I do apologize for that, brother. And if you noticed yesterday, the way that I addressed you when I said, hey, do you just want to come on and talk US Open and NFL football? And I literally said, nothing, and I did it on purpose, Ari. So I hope that was a better way to do it, and I won't do that ever again, my friend.
You are a smart man. You are a quick learner. That's what I need from you. Sometimes I got to just put the phone away completely so that no one can get in touch with me, because often I do. I'm a little bit behind on things. I try to catch up as soon as possible. But, wow, at this time of year, you almost have to stay focused if you love sports the way we do. There's so much going on. It's one of the great weekends on the sports calendar. Week one of the NFL season and Championship Saturday at the U.S. Open and today Championship Sunday. So I will be trying to keep up in real time today. Today really is week one of the NFL season. To me, it should be like a holiday every year. Super pumped to talk to sports with you guys. We've got a lot on the table.
All right, so with that being said, you and I both were halfway correct on our U.S. Open women's prediction. You predicted both of the non-Americans. I predicted both of the Americans, right? And then I kind of was thinking that Coco would win this thing. And let's just talk about the significance of that win for Coco, for American tennis, for women's tennis, just in general. How big was that moment?
It's monumental. I mean, she is going to be a global icon. I mean, her life has changed forever. You win a slam, it doesn't matter how many. If you win a grand slam, a major, you join the legendary status amongst the greatest American tennis players of all time. And at the age of 19, and that bright smile and that incredible personality, she's got a specialness to her that is unique. I think the outpouring of love for her following the victory just warmed my heart. She is going to be a wonderful ambassador for the sport, both in America and globally. Jim Courier likened the fact that when Carlos Alcaraz won Wimbledon, he said that was probably worth $400 million in total. Not because of the prize money, but because of what it will lead to. I think Coco is now on a Serena-type trajectory in terms of off the court. I don't know if she's going to end up winning, you know, 20-plus slams, but I can tell you that she's going to be a part of our lives for the rest of it. And if she can maintain the balance of being such a wonderful person and an elite tennis player, there's nothing that she can't achieve. You know, I feel a special sense of warmth because when she was just 13, I called one of her matches on Tennis Channel. And back then, they still referred to her as Corey Goff. She wasn't Coco yet. And watch the way she's developed as both a tennis player, but more importantly, as a person. Wow, have her parents done a nice job of raising a wonderful human being. So I just think, as an American tennis fan, as a global tennis fan, to have a champion like Coco Gauff is just going to bring more eyeballs, and more people are going to love the sport because of how much they love her. So I can't underestimate. I think this is like a $500 million windfall ultimately for her. But I think more importantly for tennis, we have someone that we can all look to and admire at the top of the sport.
That is the voice of Ari Wolf, American sports caster here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Ari, good to talk to you again. You know, as I'm watching that match yesterday, Sabalenka, how many errors or forehand misses was she going to get? I'm just sitting there going, you have open courts, you have like some, in layman terms, like, you know, routine forehand volleys, that kind of thing, and she's missing them. Just what was going on with her yesterday? And Coco had some problems early as well with misses. What was happening early in that match and throughout the match for Sabalenka?
Well, I thought Sabalenka's first set was virtually flawless. I mean, she stormed through it 6-2.
Yeah.
She really wasn't missing.
I thought
she got off to an incredible start. What really changed was is Coco started to absorb the power better. And she got a lot more balls back in play. So if you watch Sabalenka a lot, she's usually used to playing rallies that are less than five shots because she hits it so big that it usually only takes her a couple of shots to win the point or lose the point. What made this unique was that Coco's speed, her speed just kept flashing over and over because she got so many balls back in play. And I think ultimately Sabalenka wasn't used to having to hit a seventh, an eighth, a ninth shot in a rally to win it. So I actually feel like Sabalenka played pretty well. Yes, she missed some easy balls. She had some sitters at the net. But I think it was the accumulation of the pressure of having to make that many shots that wore her down. So I give the credit really to Coco's defense more than Sabalenka shrinking under the moment. I think Sabalenka in totality played a really solid match. She just ran into someone who was able to get back shots that Arena's not used to seeing come back to her. So I give Coco all the credit for her level of defense. I think if Sabalenka watches the match back, there are definitely moments that she'd like back. But I felt like Coco won the match more than Arena lost the match.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're talking U.S. Open at the moment. We will shift gears in a little bit and talk some NFL, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, it's we can try to break this down in all kinds of different ways, but you hit the nail on the head, Ari, and it's what I was telling Mike yesterday. Defense wins championships, okay? It doesn't matter in what sport we're talking about. The way that Coco was able to get balls back, to your point, like she thought the point was over, but then the ball was coming back again. And that's usually, I'm going to switch this gears now to the other side a little bit. That's usually what we see from Carlos Alcaraz as well. But for some weird reason, the other night, he was trying to beat Medvedev at Medvedev's game, which was complete power. And Medvedev was playing absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best matches I've seen him play in a very, very long time. Just totally mentally tough throughout. Never had a lapse in his mental game. And that's the other part. Like, Coco's mental game was so good, man. She was so under control of herself and her emotions all throughout that match. Even when she dropped the first set, to your point, Sabalenka was cruising, man. But it's so crazy. At that moment in time, I shoot my brother a message and I say, this thing's going three and Coco's going to win. And he's like, you might be right. I said, I'm going to be right. Just watch. Like, it's so crazy how it works, Ari. You know as well as I do. Like, we don't think there's a lot of time, but there is so much time to figure things out. So, like, the men have three sets or four sets or five sets to figure it out. The women have two or three. And it's a world of time. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, people get like, oh, they only play two out of three sets. You know what? Like, sometimes those matches seem like they take forever to me. What say you, Ari?
Well, I agree with you. You know, problem solving to me is what makes tennis unique. And we have change that, right? We allow coaching, which is still new, and it's still an adjustment for everyone. But that is one of the newest things about it, is that these players are out there problem solving, and they may have a group of really smart tennis minds also assisting them, help execute their game, or at least help them maintain their belief that they can change the outcome. So there are a lot of moments now that are teaching moments. And I think if you're an instructor and you're working with a young player, there's a lot to be learned from what Medvedev and Coco did so far this weekend. Because when things didn't look very good at times, their mental toughness and their ability to withstand a barrage of shots. You know, when Arena was winning points, it was usually because of winners. And you know, when you play Alcaraz, they're going to be deflating moments where he gets the crowd involved. So how do you manage those moments? How do you problem solve? And, you know, I thought Medvedev was an absolute rock the other night. I mean, his demeanor never changed no matter what was happening in the match. And he's a guy who, in many instances, gets distracted by things in the crowd or gets annoyed with the chair umpire.
Yes.
He usually sometimes is a little Djokovic-like. He's looking for something to piss him off to take his game to another level. He didn't play that game the other day. He was dialed in, locked in, very similar to Coco. Their dispositions didn't change very much during the match. They were locked in. And, yeah, there's a ton of time in tennis. We talk about it all the time on Tennis Channel. It can literally be a shot within a point that can flip a match. It's that fast.
Yep.
Momentum can change. Belief can change. And one thing we saw with Medvedev and Coco, their belief never wavered. And we don't talk enough these days, and I think some of it is because of the mental health awareness. We want to be sensitive. But mental toughness is a great trait to have in sports. And you should never be ashamed to say that player's mentally tough, because that's one of the criteria that separates the great ones from the legends.
I agree 1,000%. I hear the music. We're going to take a pause for the cause. We're going to come back. I got to get your prediction for what you think will happen with Joker Medvedev. I'm predicting number 24, but I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And then, obviously, we got to get into your Kansas City Chiefs the other night. I got to get your take on Chris Jones sitting in that stands and just the feeling that that has to have. I can only imagine. So I got to get a lot of takes from you on the other side. We're going to continue with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, all three of us. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We're lucky enough to be hanging out with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You may have seen this guy all over the map, whether it's Stadium Networks, Pac-12 Network, ESPN, Tennis Channel, NFL Network. He's literally all over the map. Kansas City Chiefs preseason play-by-play voice with Trent Green. So obviously a wealth of knowledge about just about anything and everything. I mentioned right before the break, Ari, we've got a good one coming up, hopefully, with Medvedev and Novak Djokovic. Both very, like you said, you know, charismatic guys, you know, high character guys. Like, I love listening to both of them after matches, to be honest with you. I like the fact that he hung up the phone on Ben Shelton the other day. I'm talking about Joker. Like, I think that kid needed that, to be honest with you. Like, just a little dose of reality. But with that being said, Medvedev won the last time these two guys met at the U.S. Open. You know as well as I do, Joker looks at things like payback. So with that being said, what happens later on in the men's championship at the U.S. Open?
I think it's going to be an epic match. I think shot tolerance will be the theme of the day because Medvedev wants to grind. I don't know if he's going to play a similar style that he did against Alcaraz. I would recommend it. I think he needs to go on offense. At the end of the day, I think Novak Djokovic is the best overall player in the world, and I believe that his defense is exceptional and is the best defensive player. So who's going to really go on offense in this match? We saw when they met 2 years ago, I felt like it was a tired Novak Djokovic. He was not himself. As you mentioned, I think he's someone who's keeping score in his head and uses that as inspiration. I expect Djokovic to come out looking dead serious and laser focused. I think Medvedev will test him, but in the end, I think to bet against Novak Djokovic in the final of the slam is just not, I would never give that advice to anybody. I think it's number 24 today, but I think Medvedev scares him badly. I think Medvedev could push this to five sets, but I can't go against Novak in these kind of moments. He's built for these moments, and I think the energy that Djokovic had to expend against Shelton wasn't very much, right? They were short points. They only went three sets. There wasn't a lot of stress. I think for Medvedev, beating Alcaraz was a Herculean achievement that took everything that he had. It took, as we mentioned, the mental toughness, the ability to stay engaged and never waver from his game plan. I think it had to take a lot out of him. So I think coming into this, Djokovic is the fresher player. Djokovic has got 23 slams. I think it'll be Joker in the end, but I think Medvedev will represent his game well, and hopefully it'll be an epic match, but I see it being number 24 for Novak.
We're completely on the same page, my friend. Like, literally, you basically took the words right out of my mouth. Okay, so something else I said before the break, and I'm watching that game on Thursday night, and, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm saying to myself, like, they keep panning on Chris Jones, and they keep, you know, talk about, oh, he's losing X amount of money, and but they keep panning on him, and he's in the crowd, and his brothers are out there battling, right? And there's no Travis Kelce to help out Patrick Mahomes on that offense, which, by the way, Patrick still freaking threw the ball to 11 different guys, like a bunch of no names who he's going to make look like rock stars, which is awesome. Okay. But there's a problem in Kansas City, and I'm just curious what your take is on how that whole opening night went. Because if I'm a player and I'm seeing Chris Jones in the stands, I don't know how I feel about that. What about you?
I think it's a bad look. I think it was a bad idea for him to be there. I didn't love that they kept showing him. I thought it distracted from what was happening on the field. But let's be mindful. A couple of things are in play here. One, there's always a huge overreaction, whatever happens to a team in week one of the season. That's natural. Look, we've got a ton of media outlets. People are looking for clicks. I get it. I'm not in any kind of a panic mode for the Chiefs. They've still got the best player on the planet in Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce will get healthy. He will be back. But missing Chris Jones is a big deal. I think Chris Jones is not handling this correctly. I think that it was in his best interest to report and maintain that team unity in the locker room. Look, players will always say they support their guys when it comes to money. They would never come out and say that Chris is doing the wrong thing. But look, they miss him. He's the anchor of that defensive line. The sooner he's back, the better. I just didn't love him being at the game and being that kind of level of distraction. If he wanted to be a great teammate, the better thing to do was actually to watch from home and not be a distraction on site. So I just didn't love the look of it. The guy's one of the elite defensive players in the league. You know, Andy Reid, when I talked to him about it, you know, his biggest concern was players, when they hold out, often not only have less successful seasons than the years prior, but are also prone to more injuries because they have not been through the trials and tribulations of training camp. So all of this has been disappointing for me for Chris Jones. But I do believe when he's back, all will be forgiven. The Chiefs are a team that will be a contending team. But to win it all, guys, things have to go your way. Football is the hardest sport in the world to win. 32 teams, everybody's trying to get the same thing. And it's just not a good start when you have one of your best players watching the game in the stadium and not being down there with his brothers. So it's not an ideal start. It is correctable, but usually years you win it all, things go your way. And it was not a great start. But this is my final note on the Chiefs thing. Kadarius Toney catches that ball and there's no pick six.
Yep.
We're not having this conversation. So, you know, Toney missed all of training camp, missed all of the preseason, and it showed. He was rusty. And to me, his inability to play to his normal standard was actually the biggest difference in the game.
Well said. Go ahead. You
know, right. No, I mean, look, my question was, Ari, I agree with you wholeheartedly. He makes that catch. It's a different conversation we're having today. But my thing is, you know, you talk about there's always a massive overreaction with football. I don't care if it's high school football, college football, the pros. Week one, you get nitpicked. But are we going to have an overreaction to maybe just how good the Detroit Lions just may be this year? Because they came into Arrowhead and won. And that told me something. I'm like, okay, Detroit could be for real this year, but they're still the lie downs, as we all know them. What was your take on Detroit?
I think Detroit looked tough. I think that they've turned themselves into a football team that deserves the respect of every team around the league. You know, Detroit was a laughingstock not that long ago. So I think what the head coach has done, what the GM has done, is they brought in players with really a fighter's mentality. Those guys go to battle. They play hard. Jared Goff suddenly looks like the quarterback that was drafted number one. I mean, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. Now, some of that has to do with the fact that Mahomes' receivers let him down. But Goff looks good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to tell everybody, let's just calm down for a second. I think Detroit's going to be good. I think they're going to be a football team, but I don't consider them a serious Super Bowl contender. Could they evolve into that? Potentially. I don't know if I believe they have enough overall talent, but they've got a certain toughness to them. They've embraced the Detroit mentality, and this is a city that's starved for success in the end.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with Ari Wolf. American sportscaster who you see all over the place, Tennis Channel, NFL Network, Kansas City Chiefs, Stadium Networks, Pac-12 Network. I mean, dude's all over the place. And somehow, some way, he makes time out for good old Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson. So, Ari, seriously, we appreciate you so much, man. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you. He's off, but we do appreciate Ari so, so much. So, thanks to Ari for joining us like he does. I believe... It might be that time in the show when we have good old MISM. Ooh. And for those that don't know who that is Mitch in Santa Monica. And if you don't know where that is, people, that's California. That's that place that's out on their own, man. They just had a hurricane. We got a little bit of rain somewhere in the desert. I'm not sure where, but we got some rain from that. MISM, are you okay? Are you all right, brother? How are you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever you are, people. This is MISM in Santa Monica. First of all, I'm doing just fine. As far as the hurricane is concerned, how about 48-33, baby? 2-0. Let's go, Canes! Let's go, Canes! Are you kidding me? I'm doing just great. Just calling to wish Andy Dorf on Sports and Media Mike MJ Wilson a extremely happy and wonderful start to the NFL season. I would call on Thursday, but you guys aren't on Thursday. But here it is, guys. The first Sunday. I mean, is this one of the greatest days of the year? But let's rack it up a little bit. I'm sure, you know, you guys have gone around the globe as you usually would and touched on Coco Gauff. I mean, my God, what an extraordinary afternoon that was yesterday. And then, you know, of course, maybe, I don't know, did you have Poulter talk about the Willie Adams Brewers Little League home in the park home run to beat the Yankees and take a 4-game lead in the NL Central there? But I am extremely excited about this afternoon, except for one problem. Roger Goodell, really? Did you really have to sell the NFL ticket to YouTube TV, another streaming network that I don't need? I'm telling you, man, I'm just kind of like, really? I am not in a great mood right now because, you know, here I am. I'm a DirecTV customer for, you know, 20 plus odd years. And I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do today to watch the Packers-Bears game because Los Angeles just decided to have teams about 10 years ago with the Rams and the Chargers, and so now I can't get the Packer game here. So MISM is a little bit of bittersweet today. Excited about the day, but then again, got to figure out what I'm going to do. So that's, you know, if something goes crazy, I may have to rip off my shirt and let my 24-inch pythons go wild on you. My goodness gracious. How you guys been, fellas?
I don't even know what to say after that. Holy smokes. I mean, we're just living in your world, MISM. I mean, it's just crazy out there. Andy and I will speak for everybody on this. We don't need to see your 24-inch pythons running wild and your shirt off and all that. We don't want to
you don't want to scare people, especially children. You know, they'll have to find their safe spaces once they see that. But tell me what your thoughts are about the Packers going into week one, big boy.
Dude, I'm embracing the love. I'm totally in love. And right now my fingers are kind of together and my knuckles are kind of curled as they wrap around and then my thumbs are pointed down to the bottom and making that beautiful heart shape. I'm embracing the love, Media Mike. I mean, MJ, serious. I mean, hey. I am very excited. You know, I was thinking about calling you guys earlier. Well, actually, you weren't on for some reason. They get technical difficulties. You know, during the preseason, he was looking really good, and I'm very, very excited about that. Kicking game one was something that I was a little susceptible, so we'll see what happens with that. You know, I mean, they got a new crew. I'm hoping that they win at least 9 games. Fellas. How about that?
Okay, hey, let me jump in here. Since we've got MISM, and we normally would be running through these games, Mike and I, why don't the three of us dissect what we think happens on the field today for all these teams, okay? So I'll start us out. We got the Panthers playing the Falcons. It's the Bryce Love era there, and the Falcons, they're kind of in the second year here, right? So what happens with Carolina and the new look that they have? What happens with the Falcons and I don't really think we know much about them. However, they are playing at home. They're playing against a rookie quarterback. I think there's some way, somehow, that the second-year guy in Atlanta is going to be able to figure it out more so than the first guy. So I've got the Falcons winning this one, but I think it's going to be a really fun, entertaining game. Mike, what say you? Then let's hear from Mitch.
You know what? Anytime you go in with a rookie quarterback, it's the first start. You know, Bryce Young is as solid as they come, but he's still a rookie. It's still his first game. I'm going to go with Atlanta at home today. I just think they're going to get it done. They just have maybe some better players at this point than Carolina does, but I'm going to go with Atlanta.
MISM, what say you?
That's a rookie quarterback. I was going to say Atlanta right off the bat. So
is it? And by the way, I'm just curious. Is it Taylor Heinicke? Is that their quarterback in Atlanta? Is he the lead guy, or is it Ritter? Which guy is the lead guy? I'm not even sure. Like, seriously, no joke. So I think the quarterback situation is something to watch there in Atlanta as well, but they've got more experience there. All right, Bengals playing the Browns. Obviously, Joey Burrow gets that huge contract. Got to be feeling pretty good. He's got Ja'Marr Chase. He's got T. Higgins. He's got a good, solid offense that they run. And if the defense can do anything, we know the Bengals are going to be right back there. The question mark is the Browns. I don't know how good or bad Deshaun Watson's going to be. Week one, I think there's another – we've got a lot of good matchups. Let's be honest, guys. Another really good matchup. I'm going to take the Bengals, though, on the road. Let's go with MISM first. What say you on this one?
I like Joey Burrow, and I'm not sure how Deshaun Watson fits into the Browns system. That's going to be really interesting to watch. I mean, that thing could easily implode or blow up. So I'm going Bengals, though.
Mike?
Oh, I'm going definitely Bengals. They got more experience. They got a better quarterback, and in my opinion, and like you said, Andy, we don't know what Deshaun's going to be. So I'm going to go with the experience with Joey B.
Jaguars and Colts. I mean, not much to talk about with the Colts. No Jonathan Taylor, this rookie quarterback. Again, Trevor Lawrence coming off of a great season and a great finish. I got the Jags, fellas, big time. What say you, MSIM?
Well, it's hard to bet against Trevor Lawrence and right now because he was certainly coming off a hot season. It's hard to believe in that team. So for whatever it's worth, I'll just take the Colts at home. How about
All right, good luck on that one. Okay, Mike, what say you?
I will take Jacksonville as well. Look, if they're going to be the team that we think they're going to be, it starts today with a win on the road.
I agree with that. Great statement. Buccaneers, Vikings. I'm just going to guess MISM is going to take the Buccaneers, but I don't know why. I got the Vikings here. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback on the other side. I know Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, but they're playing at home. It's a tough atmosphere. I got the Vikes at home. Who do you got, MISM?
I think the Vikings. Vikings have good, amazing receivers. Now, do they have someone to get the ball to them? That's always been a question mark. And, you know, the Vikings never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. However, today, I don't think they're going to miss their opportunity. And actually, I'm taking the Vikings at home.
Okay. Mike, what say you?
Vikings all day.
All right. Titans playing the Saints. I think the Saints might be better than people think. Derek Carr, I think he got a raw deal. Jamal Williams, I got him on my fantasy team. He's going to have a great game today. I'm playing him as my flex player. I got the Saints, baby. Give me the Saints today at home. MISM, what say you?
I've got the Saints as well. I think the Saints are coming off a lot of internal problems, but I think they're going to get it done today with the against the Titans.
All right, Mike.
I don't believe in Titans at all.
Mike?
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Niners and Steelers, and I'm going to go to Mike first on this one because that's somehow he's a Steeler fan. I don't get it, but it's all good. Anyways, 49ers and their quarterback, Brock Purdy, who comes back from that injury. He shocked the football world in general last year. They're playing on the road in a tough, hostile environment. I don't give a rat's, you know what? Joey Bosa's back on the field. I'm taking the 49ers, boys. What say you, Mike Wilson?
You know, I'm gonna keep my son in my good graces. I'm going to go with the Steelers. They've improved.
Of course.
Everywhere on that football team. So we're going to go with Pittsburgh in a slight upset today.
MISM?
The Niners are a hot team. A lot of people are picking them as your Super Bowl representative for the NFC and possible champions. So I'm going with the Niners.
Josh Dobbs gets the start for the Cardinals, and Sam Howell gets the start for the Commanders. Going to be a terrible football game to watch on TV today, but I'll get the pleasure to do it in my own home. Thank God I live in Arizona. Anyways, I'm taking the Commanders in this one, guys. I like the Commanders to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Who do you got, MISM?
Let's see. The line is Commanders -7, so I might as well just go that. That's about all I really know or care about this game.
All right, Commanders. Sounds good. Mike?
This is the trash game of the day, so I'm just going to go with Washington at home.
Texans and Ravens, again, you said something about the Jaguars. If they're going to be a good team, well, the Ravens, if you're going to be a good team, I think you got to take care of the Texans at home, who are really, really not that good, and it's the biggest spread on the of the week. I got the Ravens all day and twice today on Sunday. Mike, who you got?
Lamar has weapons. I'm going with Baltimore today.
MISM?
Baltimore seems to always show up and be tough. So, you know.
All right.
How do you not go with Baltimore?
Packers and Bears, the oldest rivalry in football. I'm going to take Jordan Love to get things off started right for Green Bay. I know he doesn't have Chris Watson, but he does have Romeo Doubs. And you know what? He's got Aaron Jones. He's got Dylan. I think somehow, some way, the Jordan Love era gets started off in a positive way. I got them beating the Bears. What say you, MISM? MISM.
I'm hoping that the Green Bay Packers are going to be somewhat like the Colorado Buffaloes right now. It's NFL football, what they are to the college football. The team that no one really know what was there, and they just blow up it into instant insanity. And but Green Bay Packers.
Who do you got, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going with Jordan Love and the Packers. Here we go.
All right, real quickly, fellas. Raiders or Broncos? I'm going with the Broncos, even though they're lousy. MISM?
I'm going with the Raiders. I kind of like what they got there behind center. So,
all right,
you know,
Mike,
I'm going Raiders.
Mike, who do you got?
I'm going to let's ride. Let's go, Broncos.
Eagles and Patriots, I got the Eagles. Mike, who do you got?
Eagles.
Mitch?
I hate the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles.
Dolphins and Chargers, I got the Dolphins. Mike?
I'm going with Miami as well.
All right, hold tight. Mitch, we'll have to get your – hold on. We'll get your thought on the other side. Let's take a quick pause because we'll all do parting shots. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to thank Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, for joining us this hour. Hour one, it was John Poulter to talk Major League Baseball. We've got MISM right now with us. We're doing our game picks. We were on Dolphins and Chargers. I'm taking the Dolphins. Mike?
I'm going Miami.
Mitch?
Miami.
Rams. Rams and Seahawks. I'm taking the Seahawks. Mike?
I'm going to go with the Seahawks as well.
Sea chicken.
Cowboys and Giants, the Sunday nighter. Great start there. I'm going to take the Giants in the upset. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants at home with the upset as well.
MISM?
Cowboys, the latest team to never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. I'm taking the Giants.
All right, Bills and Jets. I'm going to take the Bills to spoil the night for Aaron Rodgers week one. My MISM, let's take you first here.
I am taking the Jets for Rodgers to take 65% of the snaps and go 0-17. I got the Bills.
All right, Mike?
Give me Josh Allen all day long.
All right, fellas. It's parting shot time. MISM, you're up first.
All right, I got a surprise parting shot. I got Linda in Santa Monica giving you her Super Bowl prediction.
The Chiefs.
Let's hear it.
And the Eagles. The Chiefs and the Eagles.
I like it.
There you go. You heard it here
one
first.
One more time.
Linda from Santa Monica. Chiefs and the Eagles.
One more time. Let's do it all over again. Hey, why even play the season? Mike, you're up, my friend. Go ahead.
My Super Bowl prediction is Philly and Pittsburgh.
Wow. I guess we're doing, are we doing Super Bowl predictions all of a sudden? I'm here today. Definitely not prepared for this. So here's the deal. All I'm going to say is this. It's the Jordan Love era, baby. It's time. I am so ready for it. I'm excited. Let's go out there week one and show the Bears that nothing has changed. For Mitch in Santa Monica, maybe do it again, for Mike and Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week, week two of the NFL. Take care, everybody.
Next time.